T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning. Bring it back. Mix 94.1.
It's Major League Baseball's opening day, and if there's one team that has 0% chance of winning the World Series, it's the Baltimore Orioles.
0% chance?
0% chance. They went 47-15 last year. And since 1900, only three teams have lost more games in a season. And in the offseason, the Orioles made literally no effort to get better.
Really?
Instead, they're spending 2019 developing prospects for a rebuild. And yet, the Orioles are a trendy World Series bet at the Vegas sportsbooks. This happens every year. People drop a few bucks on crazy long odds, which for the Orioles have been 1,000-1, 2,000-1. One guy even dropped $500 on the Orioles to win it all, apparently hoping for, I don't know, Christopher Lloyd and a group of angels to answer his prayers,
right.
But it's they're the hot bet right now.
Is that who the Yankees play today?
The Yankees play, they're at home. I don't know.
I think it's Baltimore. I think they do play.
Okay, good.
That's a nice home opener, huh?
Now, speaking of baseball, people say it's old-fashioned, but Major League Baseball just became the first of the four major American sports to fully join the 21st century. There's not a single active player in the league who played in the 1900s.
That saddens me. I saw that this morning. It really does sadden me.
So as far as baseball goes, the last two were Adrian Beltre, who debuted with the Dodgers in 1998, and Bartolo Colon, who got his start with the Indians in 1997. Both guys played last year for the Texas Rangers. The thing with Colon, though, is he's not retired. He's a free agent. So technically, someone could pick him up and ruin this cool stat. There's probably not much call for a 45-year-old pitcher, though. I'm not sure. Ichiro Suzuki, he started playing pro ball in 92 in Japan, but didn't come to America until 2001. And he just retired last week with the Mariners after two games against the A's in Tokyo. He's 45, too. But
he listens. Jason Giambi, let's get you trained. Get you. It won't take that hard.
He
get you
doesn't
back
need
in,
to. He's,
get you back into
training.
Performance, level, ready to go. We'll get you signed with a team.
Maybe we can get him on the phone and, yeah. I knew he wouldn't let us down. Jason Giambi on the phone. Hi, Jason.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, man.
This is so cool.
You're the best, seriously. I mean, if you build it, they will come. If you ask for him, he will call.
I will. Because we were running a little late to school, so I had to make sure I turned the corner and didn't get in a wreck.
Oh, man.
Good
so
back.
Happy opening day. What's your predictions for the season, Jason?
I don't know. I think it's going to be exciting. I mean, you got so many great baseball teams out there this year. You know, I think it's going to be exciting for Bryce, the Yankees, Red Sox. I mean, all your teams that you want to watch, Houston Astros, you know, the A's are good. You know, I mean, it's going to be an exciting year this year.
Well, we have a proposition for you.
What do you got?
We want you to play again. Is there any way we can get you to go back and play?
Maybe if there's an ARP league I can play in.
Come on, you can do it. That power behind the bat, you can do it. We need
it would be a lot of fun. I think my kids, though, would disown me.
Oh, man. We tried, JC.
That was my grandiose plan, Jason, to come back. One more run, because I don't know if you heard the news, this is the first season we won't have a player from the 1990s playing in Major League Baseball.
Yep, it is. I mean, the generation is turned over. It definitely has, and but that's the beauty of baseball. It's, you know, it's really a young man's game, and it gets passed on from generation to generation, and that's the exciting part of it. You get to see all these new superstars in the league, and it's fun to watch.
What if you came down to the radio station? Would you play catch with Mercedes?
For sure.
She can say
she
played catch with Jason Giambi. What an experience, huh?
Hey, I don't know if you heard this, Jason. Did you? There was a chef on our show, Scott Conant, who is such a huge fan, and we tried calling you last week when he was on the show. He is a diehard. We have to make this introduction between you two.
Okay, that would be awesome. For sure, no problem.
He is, it's so funny because I've always wondered, we had this conversation, who do you cheer for now that you're not playing anymore? Which team are you, or are you on the sidelines shooting, cheering for?
You know, I definitely watch all the teams I played for sure. I mean, I watch all those teams, but I think it's more, you know, guys, because I got a chance to play when I, you know, till I was 43 years old. I got a chance to play with a lot of these younger players, so it's always fun to see these guys come into the prime of their career and, you know, check the box scores or get texts from them every now and then just to, you know, hey, how's it going? Or, you know, they'll ask me some questions about hitting or what's going on in their life, if I can add anything to help them out. And so it's a lot of fun to still be a part of their lives, even though I'm out of the game.
Hey, Jason Giambi, I know there's legions of fans out there that have your signed baseball card or they have your jersey signed hanging up on their wall at their house. Who is it for you? Do you have any signed baseball cards or signed jerseys?
Yeah, for sure. Like, my biggest thing when I played was I collected bats. So I had a huge bat collection of all these guys that I got to play. The exciting part for me is I remember as a kid, I got to play with that generation of like the Mark McGuire's and, you know, every Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, all these guys. So I'm in the big league, Don Mattingly. So my favorite player, obviously, was Mickey Mantle when my dad's favorite player. So I kind of grew up loving him. But I had all these huge idols, you know, that when I played, and then I got a chance my rookie year, I'm playing, you know, Kirby Puckett, Dave Winfield. I mean, the list goes on. And I'm just walking around Dennis Eckersley going, like, these are the guys I idolize, and here I am in the big leagues, just kind of in awe. And I got so lucky that Mark McGuire took me under his wing that I got to just stand there like a little puppy dog and, you know, watch all these guys talk all the time.
That's so crazy. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine just hearing those names. And now there's a generation that looks up to you that same way. That's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it's incredible. I don't want to be the baseball player. I've always said that the greatest gift you can give the game is pass it on to somebody else. He helped me in my learning curve, and I tried to do the best I could with all the guys that I could help out, you know, because I really believe you're a small fraternity, and that's how you pass the game on, is you try to speed up everybody's learning curve so they can become the best player they can possibly be.
Okay, let's write it down, your prediction, World Series this year. Who's going to be in the World Series?
I don't know. I mean, you got a lot of stacked teams, you know, you really do. It's too early to tell because you have so many good teams. I mean, the injury bug always plays a big part, you know, with some of these monster teams like Yankees, Red Sox, Houston. I mean, the Phillies now are a contender. You have all these great teams. So it's who can stay the healthiest to get themselves into the playoffs. I mean, it's not a question. You have the team. I mean, all these teams that we've talked about are, you know, even I know the Angels are excited now signing Trout to a long-term deal. But you have all these teams that have the potential to win a World Series. Just who can make the grind? Who can finish the year with all their players intact and be ready? How about you guys ask me in like a month? It'll be a lot easier to tell.
Okay, we'll do that. You have to come on in a month. But we all agree, right? It's not going to be the Orioles, right?
You know what? I've heard a ton of money. It's such a long shot.
Jason Giambi, you are the best. Thank you so much for answering your phone when we call you. You are so amazing. We love you. Can't wait to have you come in studio.
I love you guys so much. You guys are awesome. So have a great day.
You too,
Jason.
Bye-bye.
Your city. Your morning show.
Good way to start my day.
Mercedes in the morning, weekdays 5 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.